You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
You're tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows. Interviewing celebrities and showrunners. And bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey, oh, there it is. Hey there, Sword Art Online fans. We are here today to recap episodes 9 and 10, Death Gun and Death Chaser. How are y'all doing today?
Do you think they're just going to put death in front of everything for the next, like, 6 episodes?
I mean, that would make sense to me. I don't know about you guys, but I mean...
Death.
Death makes everything cooler if you put it in front. Anything.
Totally. It does.
Take a lame word and add death, and it's awesome all of a sudden.
All of a sudden.
Check it out.
Cheese grater.
Death butterfly.
I feel like we could make a horror, like, low budget.
Bleach, I think.
Is death butter? Is that already a thing?
Death Note.
See, they knew.
I feel like we could make a low budget horror movie out of any of these.
Death Bed.
Oh, no, not that one. The bed that eats.
That is an actual horror movie.
Yeah, how is that an actual thing?
Yes.
Yes, it's so weird.
It's straight up called Deathbed, the bed that eats.
Anyway.
Horrible.
Who are we?
Joining me on the panel today, Katie Cullen.
Hi, all my buddies.
Liz Rishmally.
What's up, guys?
Sari Miller. And joining us on the panel today is a very, very, very special guest, Keith Silverstein. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
No, thank you so much for joining us.
Sure, it's a comfortable couch.
I know. It's
I never
nice,
pass
right?
up a comfortable couch.
Yes, Keith does the voice of Kagamune back from ALO, and he also did the voice of Asuna's father, actually.
I did, yeah.
Yes.
Did she ever get out of that coma?
She's okay.
She's all right?
She's fine now.
Okay,
she's got
right,
blue
good.
Hair in the game now.
Yeah. The dad's always the last to know. So.
Yeah, actually,
series is over.
He retired, and now he's got like so much time on his hands, he doesn't know what to do with himself.
I should play the game.
There you go.
I should play Sword Art.
That would actually be a really funny twist if he just popped up in the game. Hi, honey. I want to play.
I want to bond like, a little bit with you. This is what you kids do for
you
fun.
You just see him constantly like, walking into the wall. Like, how do I do this? Am I doing it right? How do I pick up this item?
Have you guys ever seen the World of Warcraft South Park episode?
Yes.
Like, there actually is a part where Randy is, he's playing the game. And he's like trying to give Stan this really important item. And he's like, how do I give it to
you? It's the same thing in American Dad. There's an episode where there's like this, it's making fun of World of Warcraft, and Haley's ex-boyfriend Jeff wanted to play, and you just see him like walking into a wall constantly. I don't know how to do this. Space backwards F control thing, and then he just flips. Oh, thanks, dude.
Which is
go ahead. Having actually played video games with my dad, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my dad's a quick study.
To be fair, that's basically what would happen if I tried to play an MMO. I'm terrible at MMO.
Yeah.
Well, you know, everybody takes a little getting used to it. You try to pick an item up, you throw a grenade a couple times, but you learn.
Yeah.
You learn that that button is grenade.
The only
it's
time
not open
are
chest.
You playing that has grenades?
I was playing Destiny the other day.
Oh, okay.
And I had grenades. And a number of times I meant to do something else, and I just... chuck one of my grenades.
That's why I don't then like it reloads for like 2 minutes.
Well, because that's what happens in bungee games. You have too many buttons.
Yeah, I would try to play Halo, and then I'd be like, I'd be talking so much smack, and I would be like facing the wall with a bazooka, and then I exploded myself.
Like I said, that's what happens
still
in bungee games.
Still talking smack the entire time.
That's
you
good.
Suck. Be like, whatever.
That's a good way to go out. That's actually how I'm going to go out.
Yes.
Still talking smack while I explode.
Yeah.
Blaze of glory. Yeah. That way.
Goodbye, cruel world. I never liked
Can
you
anyway.
Can
we please get an explosion sound effect right now? Like, I hate everything.
Boom.
Boom. Boom goes
there.
There we go. Boom goes
Thank
the
you,
mic.
Booth guy.
But,
booth
but
guy,
we,
not Steve.
We
today.
Actually do have a lot of explosions in this particular episode. I'm really excited. It's very much playing like Destiny, I imagine. I haven't played Destiny yet.
It's very good. It's very good.
I hear a lot of mixed reviews.
Sword Art Online has a more extensive plot than Destiny.
I would think so.
That's probably. What I've been hearing.
Shade thrown. Let's continue.
Anyway, so let's go ahead and jump into these two episodes because they are a lot of fun.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Jumping in. So yeah, what is your guys' initial take on these two episodes? Because we have hit a part of Sword Art Online which is really interesting and really engaging and a lot of fun.
It's the same thing I've said for the past 3 weeks. It's gotten good. I'm so happy.
I thought you just said it's cotton good. And I'm
it
like,
did
what
sound
is
like that. Well, that's a new expression. All the kids are saying it.
Cotton good.
It continues to be good. It's been good for a couple weeks. And part of me is like, hallelujah. And the other part of me is like, it's going to break my heart. It's going to do something awful. And I'm going to need to go break open the liquor cabinet.
Aww.
But it hasn't done that yet. And so I continue to have hope. Like an idiot.
I don't even put that on the expectations of my drinking habits onto a show. I just kind of like make an excuse for it to happen anyway. I'd be like, dude, Kirito, he's gonna like get into a fight. Okay. And then just turn and drink. Oh man, he's gonna sound like really like sad at this point. I bet there's gonna be piano in the background. Yep.
Oh, so you make your own drinking game.
Yeah. That's a drinking game. That's not drinking to forget.
To be fair, the show has done that.
Yeah, more than once.
How about you, Tari? How do you feel about these episodes?
I thought they were really good. There were a lot of like, hey guys, here's this story that we've told already. We're going to tell it from 6 different characters' perspectives.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really funny. But, like, I'm in my mind, it's their way of reminding you of, like, hey, this is going to play a really big part. Like, I'm hoping that it's kind
attention.
Of like a Doctor Who-y kind of thing. Like, every time they show it, there's, like, something that we should have seen. Like, oh, I didn't notice that
There's
before.
Another piece of the puzzle.
Okay.
Yeah.
From now on, anybody who's on any of either the classic or the regular Doctor Who show recaps, can we just... Now when we see something we don't like, can we just call it a bunch of Doctor Who-y?
No.
Bum, bum, bum,
I'm putting a stop to any and all puns that may or may not happen.
Vetoed.
Denied. How about you keep
sitting here with me?
Well, I want to preface by just saying that I have not watched the series. I did watch these episodes, of course, in preparation for this, being responsible as I am. And I want to thank you for giving me 2 episodes that kind of are separate from probably all the stuff that was going on, and we get to focus on just a couple of characters and this death gun guy, which was good for me.
Yeah,
I lucked out, because otherwise I'm sure I could have been totally confused.
We invited you last week or the week after, you know.
Yeah. But I really enjoyed them. Now I want to watch this series, so it was really cool.
Yeah, definitely recommend starting at the beginning of SAO2 because it's pretty fantastic.
Yes,
it is.
But yeah, we get a lot from these episodes. There's a lot of action. There's a lot of heart. There's a lot of,
there's some
suspense.
More character development.
Yeah, it's a lot of really good stuff. So let's go ahead and dive into it. We start out with in ALO, and there are our kind of cheerleading squad, unfortunately, at this point, are sitting down. And I was actually really happy with the way the scene panned out because I thought that was all they were going to be because they're sitting down and watching the match between Dine and Pale Rider. And so I figured based on the opening, it's like, okay, they're just going to sit and watch Kirito. But that's not what happens. When they recognize Death Gun as a member of Laughing Coffin, Asuna's like, okay, guys, I'm going to go find answers. I'll see you later. I'll come back later. And she's heading straight for the minister's office, basically. And I thought that was great because I thought they were just going to sit and go, oh, you know, Kirito, you can do it. We believe in you.
Yeah,
and
I'm like, I would like to call that I did predict that. I would just, I'm proud of myself, pat on back, because normally I'm wrong with predictions. I did say that I hope that they're showing the characters, but not just because, oh, hey, guys, remember these people? Okay, cool, bye. It's like they wouldn't show them as often as they have been as a cheerleading squad if it wasn't for the fact that at one point something's going to happen. Same reason why I think it brought up to last week when we were recapping and Kirito's sister started questioning him about it and mentioning that she was talking to Asuna. So, just saying.
Well, and someone's got to explain Laughing Coffin to Sugu.
Well,
at this point, because she is the only person in this group who wasn't there and didn't get how creepy it would have been to play a game with them.
Well, in general, like, you're stuck in a game for 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah, but she's the only one that's like, who's this Laughing Coffin people?
Yeah.
That sounds fun. Can I just say that I would watch a recap episode that's just these five watching stuff go down and making commentary?
Careful what you wish for. It may exist.
Yeah, that's hilarious, though, because everyone, oh, yeah, this Pale Rider guy, he looks pretty good. And then he gets taken down, and Klein's like, never mind, he sucks.
Was this the first we saw Pale Rider? Was it, or did we see him in episodes?
He appeared last episode, and so this is basically just him from the last episode.
Because I fell in love instant. It was very quick. I was like, oh, Pale Rider's badass. Pale Rider's dead. Okay. But that was good, because it kind of brought me in. I didn't know if he'd been established
you're
earlier.
You're blown away with how incredible he is. He's like a parkour artist or something,
right.
And he's just, you know, he's taking names. He's kicking ass and taking names in this game, and then gets taken out for real.
Yeah,
and
like actually murdered.
Yeah,
in real life.
So Sinon tries to take the shot when Kirito's pleading with her, going, please, please shoot him. And she misses. Somehow the guy is able to dodge, and then he shoots Pale Rider. And it doesn't deplete his health all the way.
Yeah, that was really interesting. And you could see Pale Rider in, like, physical agony, the way...
way he was writhing.
Well, after he gets shot, he gets up and tries to take a shot at Death Gun, and then collapses and is clutching his chest and then gets disconnected. Someone just got murdered in the real world.
We basically have this theory, and we've been kind of hitting it home for the past couple weeks, is that we think that Death Gun is actually a group of people, that there's somebody in the game running around with the avatar and somebody in real life who is actually breaking into people's homes and killing.
Oh.
Have you seen the movie Scream?
Yes,
it's basically that.
Okay.
Yeah, only with a video game.
Except that we think there's like five or six people doing this instead of just two.
Right, right. I loved the idea in Scream that there were two of them, by the way, just to jump over that.
Except that
as soon as you found out it was two of them, they started arguing and bickering, and you were like, there's no way these two guys could have carried all this out. Other than that, it was great, except these two imbeciles could never have planned all this.
Well, they were never in the same room at the same time before.
I guess that's the case. That's it.
If you guys are right about that, let's pray that, like, Asuna and those main female characters are still virgins.
Yeah, because then...
But those horror movie rules.
I'm not even worried about that, though. I'm worried about... Shinon's friend. What's his face?
Shinkawa.
Billy Loomis.
I brought that up.
Right.
I know you have issues, but why won't you do the do with me?
Well, and he wasn't in these two episodes, but Sinon has a friend in real life, and we've been side-eyeing him for weeks. We're like, you're up to something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so what I'm really concerned about is the fact that if that is the case, because at the end of this episode... Death Gun has her cornered.
Yes.
It makes me think that there is somebody either outside of her apartment right now or actually inside of her apartment right now waiting for the signal to go ahead and kill her.
But that's the other thing, too, because I almost...
Yeah! The killer's in the house!
What a stranger calls, yeah. They're just borrowing from all these old horror movies, these classics. That's what's up.
I feel like if there is multiple people, that's Death Gun. I really think that if it's Shinkawa, it has anything to do with it. I don't think he's behind. See, that would lead me to believe that there are multiple people and feed into it more, because I don't think he would want to kill her. But there have been several scenes where this Death Gun has, you know, you see this person that you can't see their face in front of their computer at home smirking that she was the next target. So it definitely wasn't him at that time. But
my theory is that Shinkawa is in Gun Gale Online and watching this tournament go down because, you know, his best friend's competing. Everyone knows their friends. It's completely in character for him to watch this tournament while contacting the people
plotting,
who are
plotting,
stationed
plotting.
contacting the people who are stationed in these players' homes saying, okay, the Deathgon avatar is closing in on Pale Rider. You're stationed at his house. Get ready. Okay, he just took the shot. Do it now.
Right.
So you have to have this network planned out so that you have five or six potential victims and five or six potential people stationed so that the illusion isn't broken. So that once the person in-game takes the shot, the person in real life injects the strychnine or the arsenic or whatever and kills them for real.
Right.
Yeah, but they would have said that.
So there's someone hanging out outside Shinon's house. There's someone else hanging out outside of Pale Rider's house. And there's probably three or four other people, depending on whom he'd go after in-game.
But the only thing with that, because I was thinking that when you started going into that, but the only thing is the death records, when the guy got Kirito involved, he said, oh, it was just like a heart attack. It just stopped.
It was cardiac arrest. Cardiac arrest. Yes, there are many things that can cause that.
But it also took 2 or 3 days for them to get there, and if it was a natural poison, it would have gone out of the system.
Oh, that's true.
There,
like when
there
nurses
are poisons
do that,
that you
things.
Can mask.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
So you put in something that causes cardiac arrest, and boom, done.
If Kirito was smart, he would just go around killing everyone so Deathgun couldn't.
Right? Yeah.
I'm saving your life. Don't run for me.
That's an interesting theory. I know how to stop the murderer. We'll kill everyone.
Yeah. If I kill you, it's just like for a game thing.
But trust me, you'll thank me later.
Noise for the
yeah,
gun.
I don't, you know. That's not the sound a gun makes.
I know, that was a lot of different sounds we got there.
It's a slice. See, I can't actually do slicing.
Yeah, he's got his own little lightsaber.
Yeah, I love the lightsaber. I don't feel like that's used very much. It's kind of like Star Wars, like, owns that, and every once in a while we see it somewhere else. I liked it.
He brought a knife to a gunfight. He brought a sword to a gunfight, and he's winning. There's something wrong
because it's
with
not
it.
Just a sword. I
because
mean, come
he's
on.
A shonen protagonist.
Is there he also go. A Jedi now? Is he that is. What we're establishing?
It seemed like he was a Jedi to me. Maybe.
Tari was telling me this. It was very, very Kingdom Hearts when he's deflecting the bazillion bullets and doing the backflips.
Yeah.
It's
like,
I've seen this before. But it was Xemnas that time.
That was cool.
Can we just use that scene and then just, like, listen to, like, when you walk away and just, like, play that as a music video?
I'm sure we could. But what ends up happening is Deathgun is able to escape using the same method that Kirito
Be
did.
Naked.
Yeah,
they
he
think
just
gets the same method that Kirito did.
That's
at
true.
The time.
He might
right.
If he's a cheater, because he's clearly a cheater at this point, he could have just logged out and then logged back in at some point.
They can't log out.
Well, you can if you have admin, like, rights.
But
sure.
He's got the cloaking, though, which protects him from
satellite. He's got Harry Potter's cloak.
Yeah, was
it says Harry Potter's bulletproof cloak, evidently.
I was just about to ask that. Is that at this end of this first episode that we see him kind of phase out?
Yes.
Good. Yeah, so there's that. We don't know what the hell that is, so.
Yeah, no, it's, I actually wrote it down. It's like some sort of cloak. It's too hard to find.
Clearly Klingon
words
technology.
Reading things. Meta material optical camouflage.
Wow.
Is that what it's called? Do you have to say it that way?
Now push your glasses up your nose.
Meta material. What was it? Meta material.
It's the meta material optical camouflage.
Optical camouflage.
Because I want to say it right if I want to go purchase it.
Yeah, we're talking like this. Like
they won't understand what you're saying otherwise.
Otherwise, yeah. I'm sorry, what?
And you need to use that tone. You need to use that tone of voice to indicate how stupid everyone else is around or not knowing.
But you don't have glasses to push up your nose.
No, then you just push. Did you just push up your nose?
Yeah,
that's the go-to.
Like, stays there.
Where you show people you're blind by like just trying to like rearrange your contacts in your eye, and you wind up just like poking your eyes. And
that's no good.
No? Okay.
You'll
Have
hurt
you
yourself.
Done this before?
Sometimes.
I just noticed you were segregated by glasses and no glasses.
Yeah.
we think we've come so far.
20/20 vision over here.
We think we've come so far,
and
yet.
Unless I don't have my glasses on, because then I'm just going to punch the air next to you.
Yeah, good luck with that.
What? Winners!
But anyway, so Deathgun is able to escape, and that's when our two heroes decide, okay, maybe it would be more productive instead of trying to kill each other. Maybe it would be more productive to work together.
And to murder him!
Basically to take him out before he has the chance to kill anyone else.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they do decide to work together, and they're actually able to take down one of the other players in the tournament who attacks them while poor Sinon is having this, you know, we could be friends, maybe, I think. I don't know, because she has, like, a roller coaster of emotions every time she talks to Kirito.
Oh, gee, I wonder if she's going to fall in love with this guy that she used to hate.
I don't think she is.
And again, I'm holding out hope for that. I don't know, but I'm just saying
it's very cliche if that does happen.
He's got a girlfriend,
but it always works. Yeah. It always works because they drag it on just long enough in all these series that you finally are like, come on. And then when they do finally, like, oh, thank God.
Come on. Finally. Sagi and Momo-chan. Oh, I hate him. He's so annoying. Oh my God, he's actually my lover from my past life. And blah, 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 blah. You know, it's
that was different.
I really don't want her to be in love with him, and I don't think it's going that way.
I don't want to either, but I'm just saying.
She knows she's too traumatized for a relationship and that she doesn't really have feelings for anyone like that right
now. But I'm going to call it. I'm going to say that there's going to be something where her emotions or whatever feelings she does develop for Kirito, if it's not romantic, which I hope it doesn't go that way, I think it's going to be perceived by Shinkawa. I think it's going to be perceived by Shinkawa and by Asuna the wrong way, which is going to cause trouble and develop more bad things happen.
You're basically making the Ireland wins but Crumb gets the snitch bet.
I don't know what that is.
Harry Potter.
Oh, okay.
I didn't really go against you there.
Sorry, I didn't know we switched back to Harry Potter.
It was snitch, not stitch.
I'm not going to take that bet.
Like, she's just going to develop, like, feelings as a friend and, like, find more stuff out about herself, and then it's going to be perceived the wrong way by this, at least by Shinkawa, thinking that she has feelings, and then he's going to, like, be out for Kirito.
Well, Shinkawa's Billy Loomis, and Death is already out for Kirito anyway, so you know what?
Yeah. Sure.
I think she's got so many issues, clearly, just from watching these episodes that she's dealing with. She needs somebody else who has just as many issues, and who better than Death Gun? So I'm going to call that, because Death Gun has some serious problems.
Death Gun has some serious issues.
And then they'll team up and flip it on Kirito. Hunt him down.
Death Gun has a subscription.
Major like opposites attract. Like, I have trouble pulling the trigger and killing people, and I'm traumatized that I did.
I don't.
But you like, but you like to kill people.
What a team. That'd be great.
And they became the two best friends that anyone had ever seen.
Yeah.
No, oh my gosh. What would the ship name for Death Gun and Sinon be? That'd be so weird.
The ship name?
What does that mean, the ship name?
Oh, that's
the relationship name.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course, the ship.
I didn't know what that meant either.
Death ship.
There you go.
Death, it'd be the death ship.
The ship that kills.
I mean, she already means death, so it's kind of already a ship name.
I would have called it something like long distance murder.
Anyway, they're able to take out this guy.
Socio-ship.
There you go.
Oh, socio-ship. I like
hard
that.
To say 10 times
say
fast,
it. Though. Socio-ship.
Yeah, I'm not even going to try.
Shinigami.
I'm not even going to try. Although it does have death in front of it.
True. Lots of things have death in front of it.
Anyway, so
death
they
frog.
Take...
I like this game.
We have Death Race already. Death Proof.
Death Frog.
Death Frog.
I'm telling you, Deathbed's the winner.
You guys, tweet us, # Death Frog.
Anyway, to get back, they're able to take out this guy, and they do decide to work together. And they kind of survey the area, and they determine, basically, that the Lost City would be the best place for a sniper to hang out.
Death City.
# ADHD.
Lord.
Yeah.
Lord,
it's a recurring theme, even when we don't try.
Am I just going to finish a sentence and then whatever the last word is going to get death in front of it?
#death it.
Death it, yeah.
You asked for death it.
Death it's a little vague.
You really did ask for that one. You set yourself up for
it. It's already a death it.
There's a #scary movie called it.
Yeah.
I'm done.
No more. We have episodes to get through, people.
Let's do this.
Okay, YouTube commenters, we want to hear what you have to say. Give us your best death object.
Death cup. Anyway, the cup that strikes my co-host.
Two cups, one death.
Wait. No!
I needed to do something that was going to be so bad, it would just be done. Everybody shut up, we're going to recap.
And
killed it.
And I'm going to go ahead. You're
welcome.
It.
Yes, you killed
it. I'm putting
it.
A stop to that now. Moving on. So they make their way over to the Lost City, and they take a look at the satellite to see who all is in the area. And sure enough, and I apologize, I'm totally going to butcher the pronunciations on these. Jushi? X?
Yeah, it's It's like okay. juicy, but juicy.
Juicy? Yeah. Which apparently was like a musketeer.
Yeah, it turns out not to actually be the case, because they thought that maybe that this person would have been Death Gun, because it sounds like Shuji backwards in Shiju. Japanese. Shiju. Thank you. See, I told you I was going to butcher the pronunciations. But and X is very similar to the sign of the cross, so they're like, that's kind of simplistic, though. And then Kirito's like, well, my name's simplistic, and Sinon is like, well, my name's simplistic, too. Usernames usually are. Right. So they figure it's as good a place to start as any.
I liked this in that, like, all the names that we've gotten so far have been super-duper red herrings, like, Pale Rider, oh, it's gotta be him. And then they figure out this whole Shuji thing, which means Death Gun, and you're like, oh my gosh, it's gotta be him. And in the end, it's gonna turn out to be some guy. Jack, I'm hoping Jack Reacher still. But.
It's gonna be George.
Someone they know. It's gonna be Larry. Boss.
It's always Larry.
Steve.
Or Sheldon.
Sometimes it's Sheldon.
Always.
Damn you, Sheldon!
His name is Dexter.
Well, they're going after the three people that Shinon doesn't recognize on the list of tournament competitors. And this is my I can't think.
No, I like it.
So anyone who's listening on iTunes is going to be like, what the hell are they doing in there?
They're ham boning.
You have a good sense of rhythm.
We're all ham boning. Yes, we are.
So they've
been going after the people that she doesn't recognize. It's totally going to be someone she knows.
That makes sense.
I never thought you would be Death Gun. Yeah, well, the guy who tried to be your boyfriend is also in on your murder attempt. So, ta-da!
Guys, well, when they were using their logic, they narrowed it down to, like, two people, and then they figured out one of those wasn't it.
Yeah.
So clearly it's going to be something totally different. It's not going to be someone they don't know.
And that's something also interesting about this particular arc, is usually when Sword Art Online tries to throw some element of mystery at us, usually it's pretty easy to see through.
Yeah.
And even if like it, the main kind of mystery is exactly what we were theorizing it is, then even that is susceptible to it a little bit. But I totally thought it was going to be Pale Rider up until the moment he got shot. And then so this next person is like, okay, are they pulling another fast one on us?
Yeah.
Well, we've been giving the series way more credit in the first two arcs than it deserved. We thought it would be a lot more complex than it actually was. And now it looks like they might actually be pulling that level of complexity. So it's like, this is a nice change.
Okay, last one that's been bugging me. Death. I'm done. Okay.
Okay.
It's so hard to spell, though. That's the problem with that.
Yeah,
how do you do a movie poster for that? You just death.
Yeah.
And then three images, this, and this.
Yes. It's like the rock, paper, scissors.
Right.
It's
top one, bottom one.
People will be confused. They'll be like, death, rock, paper, scissors? What is that?
Death, row, Shambow? I don't get it.
That would be awesome. Death, row, Shambow.
Sorry. Didn't I say no puns here? Anyway. So
they
do basically decide to separate. Kirito's going to go, which in a scary movie, you never split up.
It's true.
You never
split up. They shouldn't, but they always do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, Kirito, we've already had a point where, oh, I know this person. Oh, wait, they turned out to be Laughing Coffin. And yet he's not considering the possibility that maybe someone Shinon knows is Laughing Coffin. Despite the fact that that's happened to him before.
Well, let's see. Yeah. What are the odds it would happen twice kind of mentality, right?
They could if they're that good at hiding.
Everyone I know is in Laughing Coffin.
They're not idiots. He's treating them like they are, and they're really, really not. And it's going to come back and bite him in the ass.
Probably. Yeah. Well, we see that it does, because when he is talking to Sinon and she's like, I want to go with you, he's like, no, I need you here to back me up. I trust you.
Yeah.
So that when I go in, you know, like a maniac, like he always does, he always goes in straight, you know,
head first.
I can
only do this if I know you have my back.
Exactly. Yeah. Which I really liked that moment. Yeah. It shows that he respects her as a really good player.
Yeah.
As opposed to just, you know,
you're
treating
a girl,
her like
I'll stay here.
Yeah, exactly. Although we do get that a little bit when it turns out who Musketeer X actually is. It's like, oh, she couldn't be Death Gun. She's a woman.
Well, she was dead, though, I thought. That's why
he killed her.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Anyway, so, but they do separate, and sure enough, as she's moving to get into position, she gets hit with a stun dart, which is, you know, laughing coffins. That's their kind of signature move, is they stun people so they can't move, and then they're evil and they kill people.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. Terrible.
So did we totally bypass and skip into the next episode? And
no, not yet.
I was confused. Go on.
Not yet. We always do iTunes before we do that.
Okay. Now, I'm curious about that stun dart, though, because it seems ineffective. If you have the shot, just take the shot.
Laughing Coffin likes to torture people.
That's the deal. They like to stretch it out.
They immobilize you, and then you have to sit there and think about it and be in pain while they murder you slowly.
It's ballsy. I like it. I like it. I respect that.
Yeah.
Yeah. They can't go through a murder without monologuing a little bit.
Fair enough. And it's better that they can't.
Like
they're paralyzed when you monologue.
Like tells about their plan they're going to do to you before they actually do it, and then the superhero, you know, escapes and knows what they're doing.
Yeah. Although Keith, you play a lot of villains, like, so you know that's what you got to do.
Yeah, well, it's on the script. I got a monologue. It's not really an option for me to go, you know what, I don't think this villain would monologue right here. I don't know. It just seems silly. They've been doing it for a while. They probably know better.
You probably should have just shot her when he had the chance.
Yeah, can I just shoot? What? You want me to leave?
I'm thinking about Doofenshmirtz.
Yes. Doofenshmirtz. Sorry, the octopus, but I wasn't going to tell you what I was going to do. But now I'm going to tell you what I was going to do. And
Did you make part of the plan. Did you make Doof a little bit British there? That's what it sounded like.
I don't know. I think I was just trying to, like, bypass the female feminine vocal cords.
No, see, there's a specific plan that you have to follow every time you capture your nemesis.
No more.
I don't know what we're referencing now. Oh, okay, gotcha. It sounded like one of the professors from Harry Potter, Professor Doofenshmirtz. I didn't know. I don't know. I'll be honest.
Anyway, so unfortunately, Sinon gets stunned, and she's trying to pull out her gun, but that's when Death Gun, he's like, if Kirito is the real deal, then if I kill your friend, he's just going to do what he always do and go berserk, and that'll prove that he's Kirito, and then I'll get to kill him too, which he's going to kill him even if he's a fake anyway, so I don't necessarily see the need.
But he has to. No.
The justification of getting more pleasure out of killing him.
Yeah, and but as Sinon is trying to pull out her handgun, he, in the weirdest way to pull out a gun ever, which I don't know why anyone would do that, pulls out the gun, and we see that it's the Black Star 54, which is the exact same type of gun.
Who names
that,
these guns? Go on.
I don't know.
Yeah, Type 54 Black Star gun, which, yeah, I don't know if that's an actual type of gun.
I don't think it is.
But it's the exact same gun that the assailant who was, the robber was using when she attacked, when she was defending herself.
It's the gun she used to kill the guy who was robbing holding up the post office.
So she freaks out.
Yeah. And she becomes completely immobilized, and we hear the sound of a gunshot, and that's where this episode ends. So before we get on to the next episode, I'm going to talk to you guys really quickly about iTunes.
Death iTunes.
Yeah.
Death Tunes.
That actually sounds like a really cool, like, heavy metal band, Death Tunes.
That's the name of my Metallica cover band.
Anyway, we really appreciate everyone who goes to comment on iTunes and YouTube. It really helps us out if you go to iTunes and leave a 5-star rating, leave a comment. It lets our bosses know that you love the content that we are putting on here at AfterBuzz. The people behind the scenes work over 80 hours a week to give you this free content. It really means the world to us if you show them that, yes, this is the type of show you want to be watching here on AfterBuzz.
Yes. Yeah. I swear to God, when you were about to say, like, iTunes, I think you wanted to say, so leave a comment on Einkraft.
On Einkrad.
Einkrad, what did I do? Okay.
We'll leave one there, too. Just make sure you leave it on iTunes.
Einkrad. Deathcrad.
Yeah. Einkrad and World of Warcraft. That was combining to make Einkraft.
Yes. Death Game, the game that kills.
No. Well, actually, that is SAO, actually, pretty much. But anyway, so we pick it up with episode 10, Death Chase.
We can't escape it.
No.
They're not even trying.
They're really not. They're just putting death in front of everything.
It makes it spooky.
But we have this episode starting off with Death Gun getting sniped at from somewhere far away, and so Death Gun jumps out of the way, and Kirito throws a smoke bomb down and picks up Sinon, and they go, and what follows is a pretty fun chase, actually.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
I enjoy that.
Kirito, out!
Of course she couldn't explode the freaking horse.
Yeah.
I would have been so upset if they had, because I was like, someone has to ride that thing.
No, I knew she was going to screw up because I was like, no, especially now he's like, when she made a comment about like, no, we'll cover more ground that way, but it's too hard to handle. And it's like, we're obviously going to see how much.
Well, no, the problem was they couldn't get on the horse because she was still immobilized.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. She wouldn't have been able to ride.
Yeah, I got that. The two of them together would not have been able to handle the horse.
Mm-hmm. And so for a second, she's like, leave me, take the horse. You know, you'll be able to cover more ground that way. But of course, he's not going to just leave her to die because that guy is a literal murderer.
Yes. I was waiting for a flashback of when she, in her past, she had to shoot a horse. When she couldn't pull the trigger,
no,
I was like, are we
going to
get that flashback? Which like, I remember it so clearly.
Something happened like that in Black Beauty. I'm not sure. I don't remember.
Oh. This is a very old Yeller moment. Just like, I can't do it again.
I can't kill another horse, but it's mechanical. It
and then
matter.
You hear like the most robotic voice ever as the horse's like eyes light up. Nay.
I'm going to blow you to the moon.
That was her favorite part.
That was the best.
There was an in-game where it was actually speaking English, and like the little robot in the game was, I'm gonna blow you to the
moon.
But
it actually sounded like they got a voice actor that actually spoke English to do it, as opposed to a voice actor who doesn't speak any English trying to do an English character.
Right, and they opted, instead of like, I'm gonna blow you up to the moon, they actually
said,
I'm gonna blow you to the moon.
Sky high to the moon. Like, no, it was real English.
Blow you sky high is a little better than just I'm gonna blow you to the moon. It sounds like a very interesting space shuttle trip.
It was a cowboy. Well, and actually, speaking of interesting English choices, the reason
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
I see what you did.
Showtime.
Yeah, they realize that it's Laughing Coffin because Death Gun uses the catchphrase that the leader of Laughing Coffin liked to use, which is, it's showtime, which he speaks it in English for some reason.
The one time, there's no subtitles there. And it's like, I had to rewind because I was like, wait, why weren't there subtitles there? What the hell did he just say? Oh.
There it is.
Showtime.
It always throws us off when they say something in English and the subtitles aren't provided.
I'm like so focused reading, and I'm like, wait, there was no words.
but yeah, and so that's very interesting because they don't think it's actually the leader of Laughing Coffin, which he may or may not be dead. It doesn't make it clear, but they definitely think it's somebody high up in Laughing Coffin who worked with this guy closely.
Mm-hmm.
So again, very suspicious.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and the model of gun that he's using, the Type 54 Blackstar, whatever, who would have known those details except for Shinkawa?
And how is that programmed into the game as an actual, like, sort of thing?
Well, it's still a gun.
It's a type of gun.
I mean,
I'm not surprised that it's there.
But the fact that it's the same gun, and the fact that he took the time to show it off is, like, that's very suspicious. That's another thing that makes us really kind of side-eye Shinkawa and go, like,
Billy Loomis.
To be trusted.
Right, because it seems like an odd coincidence.
Yeah.
So clearly, there must be some purpose to that.
Yeah. So, are they in the cave yet? Because I know we want to ask you some things.
We're getting to that. So they're going in this buggy chase, which is really fun. And Kirito wants her to snipe at him, and she can't. She can't do it because she's having her PTSD flashbacks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And but he's able to put his hand on hers, and he's like, you can do this. And so they go up a ramp so it's no longer shaking, and she's able to take the shot. And I like that he put his hand on her hand but didn't actually pull the trigger for her.
Yeah.
I really appreciated that from the series because the series has some issues.
Yeah. The woman has the power to do it herself, you guys. Back off.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
But she misses Death Gun and instead hits a car, and that's when we get our big Michael Bay explosion.
I like that.
She hit the Michael Bay car.
Yeah.
Yeah. It did that.
So great.
And so, you know, it's clear that Death Gun isn't actually dead. He was able to make his escape, but it's given them some time, and they make their way over to a cave where they know he won't be able to sneak up on them because even if he's using his cloaking gear, they'll be able to see his footprints.
Yes.
And that's when we see them actually connect because they both admit to essentially being murderers, and we see the heavy toll that it's taken on both of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Liz.
So, my favorite thing about this that I was laughing at for like a good 5 minutes is, okay, so we have this in Japanese, and Kirito, whoever the Japanese voice actor for Kirito, is being very soft-spoken at this point and talking to her and bonding, and there's a gentle piano playing in the background to show the connection of how deep this conversation is and the characters are bonding. But basically, with the soft voice and the piano playing, he's basically saying, listen, I'm scared too. If that gun barrel goes up in my face again, I'm gonna ditch you, bitch. And nah, bruh. Nah. Like, that's literally what is said, like, in this moment with the soft-spoken voice and the piano playing. And I just think of this, and I'm just laughing because I'm just like, he's literally just saying, like, I'm probably going to ditch you. I'm probably,
I like that he's up front about that, though.
Yeah, I know,
I mean, they're
that.
Just starting this relationship, whatever it is.
But just the soft-spokenness, like, he could be saying something ever so sweet, like, you know, we're going to have fun. We're gonna go to Disneyland.
when we get out of here.
Tokyo, DisneySea. And like, that's why I was laughing, because it was literally just like, I'm going to ditch you. There's no saying that I won't. And I'm scared too. But, you know, that I have people that I care about, and you're not one of them.
I mean, he also says that, like, she's a part of him now. Like,
and so he doesn't want her to die.
Yeah. I don't want you to die, but if it comes down to me or you, then piano,
it ain't gonna be you.
I'm just saying that's what I thought, and that's how my brain works.
I think they're trying to stretch out that relationship. Like, they trust each other and they're working together, but I think they're trying to continue to imply to the audience that they may at one point have to go their separate ways.
And he has a mission, and he also has people. I mean,
we don't want to get too comfortable.
Yeah,
thinking
and his sister are going to always take precedence over anything else. So
yeah.
They're also really confident in this cave. I mean, I get the concept. We'll see his footprints, but if you sit at the entrance to the cave and watch,
like,
the
he can
sand,
still snipe you.
That's what I mean. So they're all the way in the back of the cave, and they're having this conversation, looking at each other. Like, he could get within 3-4 feet before they're like, "Hey, hold on.
Oh wait, footprints.
Yeah, I think we're dead.
Shoot.
Remember, I said I was going to bitch you. Remember, I said I was going to ditch you. Bitch is what I meant
there
to say.
You go.
We can bleep
and
all that.
Explicit on iTunes.
That's okay. Liz did it earlier.
I know.
Yeah, you did.
Come on.
I just followed up. Once you go that direction, you have to commit.
Okay. Just for the record, that is not a word that gets bleeped out on PG-13 things. That's what I'm saying. And if anybody's watching the show who can't handle that word, but they're watching people like die and like the whole thing with the sexual like rapiness of last season, I'm just saying that shouldn't be a word that draws it. Yeah.
That was terrible.
Yeah. Well, last season.
It's kind of like, as much as I really liked this conversation, I felt like this episode ended at a really weird point.
Yeah.
Like, it was like mid conversation, and then just like, oh, there's the end credits. It's like, wait, what?
Because that's kind of how our recap of this is going to end, because we need to get
exactly. So yeah. Ending. We're going to end that abruptly.
Okay.
Since we have a couple minutes to still talk to you, Keith, how did you get involved with SAO?
How did I, you know, it was one of those situations where I didn't audition for it. The studio that was working on it called me up and said, hey, do you want to come in and work on a series? I don't think they even told me what it was. They love to surprise us. They like just go, come on in. And, you know, and then they explain the characters and they say, go. I mean, it's really as simple as that in some cases. Other times you do the whole audition. You're like, I hope I get it.
So they didn't even give you any time to prep. It was just, oh, come on in.
No, that happens. That really happens a lot. It really does. I think a lot of people don't realize that. It's a lot of come on in. And when you get in there, you talk to the client will be there and they'll tell you a little bit about the character and the whatever it is, the movie, the show, the plot, whatever. And then you work on a voice, they play it in Japanese for you, and they go, you know, give us a shot. Okay, kind of make him a little more this way, that way, and then literally you go.
So you don't really get a lot of time to like sit and like analyze your character or everything like that. They just kind of throw you and just like, okay, think on your feet.
Yeah, almost never with anime. I mean, they don't give you scripts ahead of time for anime. I mean, if you're doing like an original animation, sometimes you'll get a script ahead of time and you can look over it and have an idea. Plus, you've probably auditioned. And they've already told you what they do like about the character, what you're doing, or what they might want you to change. Mm-hmm. But with anime, almost, I mean, you never get a script. Yeah. Never. It's all cold reading.
To be fair, though, honestly, at least for Asuna's dad, it's like, what's to get into? It's like, okay, Asuna's, you're the father of this person, and basically you're too busy to really deal with anything in your daughter's life, and you're going to basically let her get married without any, you know, asking her.
Neglect.
How well can you do? Concerned, but still neglectful.
But still neglectful father. Yeah. Well, you don't necessarily need it. I mean, I'm not complaining saying you need to have that. A lot of times you don't. But people do ask a lot, like, what did you do to get into character? And with some shows, there is something like that. You can answer that question. With a lot of anime, there's really not. You're just focusing, you're watching this and just getting into that mood of what the scene you saw, you know.
You just have to rely on director to give you context.
You do. You need that. That's.
Everybody's saying neglectful father, but I'm thinking that wouldn't really give him anything if they just said neglect, because he'd be like, are we talking neglect like I'm distant and too busy, or like give me a bottle of vodka to down, like that kind of neglect.
And they go, Keith, do you see a bottle of vodka in the scene? No, I don't. So go with A. Okay, go with A. Can we just do this? We've got other people to get in here, please.
There you go. Well, you said you've actually, you know, you play villains and you play dads a lot.
Dads is like a huge one now. I'm getting, and I've no, it's great. Bring it on. There seems to be a dad in almost every show. So,
well, you have kids too, right?
So, yeah, I do have kids. Yeah, absolutely.
How old?
18. And, let's look at this spacing. 18 years old and 3.
Yeah. So that's good. That's how you can get into character. It's like, okay, you are father of what? A teenager. Okay, go.
Got it.
Toddler. Go.
Right. Exactly.
That's good.
Yeah, but that seems to be my new thing. Yeah, it's villains and fathers. One day I'll get to play a father who is a villain.
Yeah. Oh.
Darth Vader.
Yes. I don't know that opportunity will come up, but I would gladly accept it.
I don't know. There are new movies coming out.
Well, yeah. And there... yeah,
maybe I've already worked on them.
Those NDAs. Can't talk about it. But you are actually going to be the dad in Sailor Moon.
I'm the dad in Sailor Moon.
Yay.
I'm April O'Neil's dad in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yay.
God, there's so many dads. I guess I'm the dad in this.
Yay.
Dad. There's a lot of them. Oblivion Island, I play the father in that film. There's a bunch. Like, somebody recently was posting on my Facebook page and was saying, like, you're a dad. And I didn't even realize it until they named, like, 4 or 5 of them. And I was like, oh, my God, yes, I am. Well, I'm totally everybody's dad.
It probably doesn't, like, click to register because you just don't have any time to sit and register with it because it's just like, okay, here's your character and go.
Yeah, or you just don't think about it. And then somebody brings it up and it's painfully obvious. It's like, yeah. I am. I'm the dad guy.
Nice. The dad guy.
Death dad.
I do like that.
Death dad.
I do like that. That's your dad
villain
name.
That'll be my dad villain. Death dad. Somebody death, make
next
death
time
dad
you play your next MMO, can you just make your username avatar death dad?
I will.
That will be awesome. Yeah. Well, sadly, we do have to wrap it up pretty soon. Are there any upcoming projects that you want to promote or anything you want to talk about?
Some stuff kind of got announced that I can sort of talk about now, I guess, a little bit. So the Skylanders Trap Team came out. I'm a little bop in that. Yeah. And we got Persona Q is coming out, I think, in like a week or so.
Yeah.
I haven't officially announced anything, but they've already put trailers out. So I'm Zen. I voice Zen in that. So,
nice.
So you got the first word here on
AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
Yeah! Wait, I want to do more exclusives now. That was cool.
Can you do it without breaking an NDA?
And I also have the power to live forever. And I've never told anyone that. No.
AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
All right. That's going to leave me hanging there for a second. It doesn't work without that.
Do you want to share that knowledge with her?
That's true. I have the time. That's true. I should be more patient.
That isn't exactly something I would like want to spread around to other people, because then you just get everybody asking you.
But no one will believe it. No one will believe it for a while. You know, then they'll be like, wait a minute, hang on a second. You haven't changed much over the last 30 years. So in like 30 years or so, people will start to catch on.
Okay, yeah, they'll start to question.
But I said it here first!
And then they'll pull up the AfterBuzz TV exclusive years and years later, and they'll be like, oh my gosh, all this time.
He was serious. Dad was serious.
40 years later, he just has like 2 gray streaks, like highlights, and then like he has a goatee.
Right, I've added those just to try to blend in.
Dr. Strange.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, where can people go if they want to find out more about you or if they want to keep up with all the work that you're doing?
Sure. Well, they can come to my house. I'll give you the address now.
All right.
Of course, I'm on Facebook.
AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
Exclusive, yeah. On Facebook, Keith Silverstein, voice artist on Facebook. I'm on that a lot. Twitter, I'm so bad at Twitter, but I'm at Silver Talkie, so you can check me out there too as well. But come to Facebook if you want to find out what I'm doing. That's where I always post up what's happening and everything. So.
Nice.
Awesome. All right.
All the other exclusives.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in. It was so much fun getting to talk about these episodes with you.
Okay. Thanks for giving me reasonable episodes for me to watch and know what's going
Thank
on.
Thank you for keeping up with us in the most ADHD like episode recap ever.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
We were Death all recap. Over the place this time. We're usually a little bit more on point than that.
I blame myself.
Fast and loose.
It's okay. Totally. We all had fun.
Well, at least we're in agreement.
That's mean.
No, I left myself open for that. So.
Okay, fair enough. Tari Miller, where can the people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Tari J. That's TauriJay. You can also find me on the Legend of Korra panel Sunday nights and the Flash panel on Tuesdays.
Word.
Liz.
Hey, guys. I'm Liz Rishmawi. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Lizzie Maui. That's LizzyMawy. Check me out on the Legend of Korra panel coming out right after this and the Doctor Who panel tomorrow. And I will be taking a short hiatus for the next 2 weeks because I will be in Japan.
Ooh. After Buzz exclusive.
Katie.
I'm Katie Cullen. You can find me on Twitter and Tumblr at Kiaxet. That's K-I-A-X-E-T. I'm also on Z Nation and Ruby. We're coming up on our last couple of shows. Aww. And you know I was kidding, right? We love you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank God.
Thank God. He was crushed.
I knew.
He's like chilling on the couch, checking his nails. Megan.
And you can follow me on Twitter at TheMenguin. That's T-H-E-M-E-N-G-U-I-N. I'm also on a bunch of shows here at AfterBuzz. Keith, thank you so much again for coming into the studio. Yeah.
Thank you,
Death
Menguin.
I have my new supervillain name. It's going to be amazing.
So much for
It'll
Lord
be
Megatron.
An evil clone of you.
Yeah. She's already Lord Megatron.
That's true.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's true. That Death Menguin can be my nemesis. Death then. Menguin. That'll be awesome. Anyway, thank you guys so much for tuning in. We will see you next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.